is not a sugya on Daf Lamed. There are so many moving parts to this sugya, but you got to keep the basic sugya in mind and address each one of the different points of the sugya independently. If you look at it as a whole mishmash of different ideas, then it's confusing. If you take it slowly and develop the sugya first and get the basic protein of the sugya, then you can talk about all the different nekudas or the different points of the sugya, and hopefully we'll get a clarity on that too. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, let's say a machzik claims Mitlanya Zavinta de Zavnamino. You have a ma'arev who comes to Bezdin, complains, he says, what are you doing on the field? And the machzik says, Mitlanya Zavinta de Zavnamino. He doesn't say, Minoch Zavinta, I bought it from you. He says, I bought it from a middleman. I bought it from a middleman who bought it from you. It's a little bit of a long-winded taina. So comes the Gemara and says that he loses. He loses with that taina. Why? Because the other guy can claim, Lav Kamodis, don't you admit that I own the field at some point in time? And what are you claiming? You're saying that you bought it through the middleman. He's not claiming Kamedidi Zavnaminov. He's not saying he was on hand for the Mechira. If he were on hand for the Mechira, then that might be a little bit better. That's the Gemara later on. If he claims that he was on hand for the Mechira, maybe that's better. He's also not claiming that the Mocha lived there even for one day. Right? He doesn't have, it's not just claiming, but he doesn't have Aiden that the Mocha lived there for one day. So we don't know about this middle piece. We don't know that the Mocha actually bought it from the original person, from the towing. So Zokta Ma'arer, you are Moda that I owned this field at some point in time. And what are you saying? You're saying that you only bought it from the middleman, Zil. I don't have to respond to you. Once you say that I own the field, once you say that I'm the Marakam of this field, and you don't really have a good taina, so therefore I win and you lose. That's the Gemara. So the question that the Rishonim addressed, the very first question that you have to ask is on that statement of the Gemara. Lav Komodis. Don't you admit that I own the field? What does that mean? So come the Rashban and the Ramban. And they say that the Hodah that the Machzik has is independent. It's not that the machzik is claiming, I know that this ma'ara owned the field because that's what the middleman told me. He told me that he bought it from this guy, so I know that. No, it's more than that. It's that there's some independent hodah, right? The machzik knows from some other source. He knows, either he saw the ma'ara on the field or he knows from some source that he owned the field. Ma'ara owned this field. There's some independent hodah. And that's exactly the taina. The taina against him is that you are admitting yourself. You're admitting that I'm an arer on the field at some point in time, but you're trying to explain how you got it from my owning the field is deficient, right? You're not saying that you bought it from me. You're saying that you bought it from the middleman. You bought it from me, but there's no teeth to that. So that's why you lose. Okay, this is how the Rashbam and the Ramban learn. Why do they learn like that? Why do they have to say that the Maksik has an independent hodah that this ma'ar on the field? He could just say that the middleman said that he bought it from the ma'arer. So that in itself is like a hodah that the machzik is admitting that the ma'arer on the field at some point in time. Why don't they just say that the hodah is through the taina of the middleman? Why do they have to say there's some kind of independent hodah? The answer is that if the hodah was through the middleman, so then mechora, the machzik, should have all of the strengths, all of the rights and privileges that the middleman would have. The middleman, if he were to claim, I bought it from you, ma'arer, he'd talk a win. B'migu. He has a migu. What's the migu that the middleman has? If he claimed enough zavinta, if there were a court case between the ma'arer and the middleman could claim enough zavinta. And if he claimed enough zavinta, he'd talk a win. Why? Because here on Daf Lamed, this is a situation where there's no aiden that the ma'arer ever owned the field. So, if the middleman were confronted, he could say, Minoch Zavinta. And he'd be Nemon Bimigu the Lohaisa Shalcha Me'olam. He could claim that the other guy never owned a Bechla. It's like a Peshosif, right? As you said. Type of Migu. Right? It's a Migu. Instead of claiming that I bought it from you, he could claim you never owned it at all. But you're claiming that you owned it. Well, there's no right that you owned it. So the middleman would win with this migu. So the reason why the Rishonim say that in our case, again, the court case is not between Ma'ara and the middleman here, it's between Ma'ara and Machzik. So the reason why the Machzik has to give an independent hodah that the Ma'ara once owned the field is because if it weren't independent, if he's only molded through the middleman, just like the middleman has a migu, the machzik should also have that migu. He gets all the if he bought the land from the middleman, so he gets all the kovos that the middleman had. So if the middleman had a migu, then he also has a migu. So why shouldn't he be nevel? So what that there's a hodas, but then the hodas, but then is only through the middleman. If the middleman had a migu, then the machzik should have a migu too. That's why the Rishonim say it must be that the Hodah is independent. He knows from some independent source that this Ma'ara owned the karka. So if he's Moda, and he doesn't have a good taina, it's a Chazak Sheinim Ataina. Chazak Sheinim Ataina is going to lose. That's how the Rishonim learn. Some of the Rishonim argue, right? That this is the Ramban, the Rashban, but not all the Rishonim agree. The Ravid quoted by the Ramban argues. The Rush entertains a possibility that maybe you can argue. Namely, that maybe you really could say that there is no independent Hodah. The Machzik is not mowed independently. He knows that this Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. No. His Hodah is through the middleman. If his Hodah is through the middleman, and the truth is, it's very mistaber. I mean, how do we know that there's an independent Hodah? Lav Komodis? Lav Kamodas doesn't mean that you're moda independently. That's the Rashbam's read into the sugya. But the Pashup Shad is, Lav Kamodas, aren't you moda in your taina? Lichtendemverte, right? Lying in the words of your taina is a hodah that I only feel at some point in time. That's the Pashup Shad. So maybe that's Taka the Yamasup Shad. Maybe he's really moda through the Mocha. The Mocha said he bought it from this Ma'ara. So the Mocha is basically admitting that the Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. That's the hodah that we're talking about over here. But if that's the hodah that we're talking about over here, what's the kasha? Why should the machzik lose? Shouldn't the machzik have the same migu that the mocher would have had, that the middleman would have? Right? That's the kasha. If we explain the gemara kipshuto, again, kipshuto lav kamodis means you're being modus through the time. You're being modus through the middleman. It's not independent. But the problem is, if it's through the middleman, shouldn't he have the same migu that middleman had? So there were two answers we gave. And we found both of them difficult. We worked on both of them. But I want to clarify a little bit more today. We gave the Rush's answer. Some of the Talmidim found it troubling. So I want to clarify the Rush more. The Rush says, you know what? There's a simple answer to this question. What are you telling me? That if the Hodah of the Machzik is through the middleman, so why doesn't the Machzik have the Migul of the middleman? I'll tell you why. The Migul of the middleman is not good for the Machzik. It's a Migul de Yore for the Machzik. The Machzik is afraid to use that Migul. Right? The Machzik... What are we saying? If the mocher would be nema to say minosavim to b'migul d'lohay sashacha me'olam, so the masik also should be nema to say what? He should be nema to say konisi mina mocher b'migul d'lohay sashacha me'olam. Right, this is the machzik's taina, and this is the mocher's taina, middleman taina. Right? Middleman, amen. Dr. Rush, this is not a good migul. He's yorei to say this. What's a migul? Normally, migul means that he's putting forward a taina that's not going to be believable by itself, but he has a stronger taina. So since he could give the stronger taina, we have to give him the manus to the taina rare that he's giving. But if the quote unquote stronger taina is a taina that makes him fearful, then if he's lying, he wouldn't give that taina. Normally we say, well, if he's lying, then he'd give the best taina possible. Yeah, but it's got to be the best. Maybe it's the best in terms of nemanis. It's more believable. He would win the case with that. But if he's afraid to give that taina, then it's not the best taina for him. So he wouldn't give it. So there's no raya. There's no raya that it must be the truth. Maybe he's not lying, and the reason why he gave a bad taina is because he thinks that's the best taina he can give, because he's afraid to give the other taina. That's the Rush's thought. Why is he afraid to give the taina? Because he thinks that it's easier for him to find Edim. He'll find Edim Sheyomru. The Rush thing. find the Eidim that the Mocher Kana Min HaMa'aker, that he could find Eidim for. He'll find Eidim for that. And that will buttress the Taina. He claims he bought it from the Mocher. Fine. But buying it for the Mocher is not going to solve any problem for him. No, but he'll be able to find Eidim that will testify that the Mocher bought it from the Mahar. But if he says Lohaisa Shachar Me'olam, what's he doing? He's opening himself up to the possibility that maybe the Ma'arer will find Eidim that it belonged to him. And if the Ma'arer finds Eidim that it belonged to him, then he's out. He's going to lose. To say that the Ma'arer never owned it, so he put forward that Taina, but if the Ma'arer brings Eidim that he once owned it, so then he can't, there's no Taina that's going to win. He's claiming he bought it from the Mocher. So as long as he can find the Eidim that are willing to say that the Mocher bought it from the Ma'arer, so then he'll win. So he's more fearful that if he opens himself up to the possibility that he says that the Ma'arer never owned it, what's going to happen? Ma'arer is going to find the Eidim that he did own it at some point in time. And then that's it. He's finished. So it's easier for him to claim that he bought it from the Mocher, and the Mocher bought it from Ma'arer, and he'll find Eidim. He'll find Eidim that will be able to say that the Mocher bought it from the Ma'arer, and then he'll be able to win with such a taina. But if he denies that the Ma'arer ever owned it, maybe the Ma'arer will find Eidim that he did own it, and if he finds Eidim, then he's going to lose. So he's more afraid to say the second taina. That's what the Rosh answered. So some of the time, before we get to what the Talmid is going to say, yes. You know what, let me just finish. Some of the Talmidim may ask, but just one second. Why is it any better for the Mocha? We said, if the Mocha says, Minach Zavinta, so then he's Nema B'migud L'Haisa Shalchad Me'olam. This Migud was good. But why isn't he Yorei to say this? Why don't we say that? He's not going to, he'll never say the Taina Tova, right? He'll never say that the Ma'ara never owned it, because maybe he'll find him that he did own it, and then he'll be out the field. So I looked high and low. Some of the Talmidim wanted to say maybe there's more Yira by the Machzik as opposed to the Mochem. Pupula Charifta discusses this very kasha. The Pupula Charifta right here in the Rush. Os Yud. Pupula Charifta says, no, he really is Yira. Even the Mochem is Yira to say that. But the reality is, he has the same level of Yira for both times. You see, when it comes to the Machzik, he has more Yira to say the second time, the time of Samigu, the time that he could say, than the first time. But for the Mocha, there's no difference. Why? What's he afraid of in the second time? That maybe what? That maybe Ma'arer Yimsa Eidim Shahaya Shalom, right? If the Ma'arer finds Eidim that it was his, so then that second time is going to be ruined, so the time's going to fall away. Yeah, but the problem is, Klape the Mocha. If the Mocha claims Ninach Zavinta, right? If the Mocher would claim Minach Zavinta, so since the Mocher doesn't have a Chazaka over here, there is no Cheskes HaMoshanim in our sugya. If he doesn't have a Cheskes HaMoshanim, so if the Ma'ar is able to bring Eidim that he owned the field at some point in time, no matter what the Mocher is going to claim, he's going to lose out. Right? If the Ma'ar brings Eidim that the karka was shalom at some point in time, since there are no cheskes gimoshanim over here, the mocha is going to lose out either way, no matter what he says. So you can't say he's more fearful of the second time as opposed to the first time. By the machzik, you can say he's more fearful of the second time as opposed to the first time, because just because the ma'ara finds Eidim that he once owned the field, that doesn't necessarily destroy the first time. Even if he owned the field at some point in time, but if he sold it to the middleman, then the taina of the machzik is a good taina. He bought it from the middleman. So the fact that the ma'ara finds Eidim that he wants on the field, that only destroys the second taina of the machzik, the taina samigu, doesn't destroy the first one. So that's why he's more yari to say the second taina as opposed to the first taina. That's a migu the yari. Here, if the ma'ara finds Eidim that he wants on the field, that destroys every taina of the mochen. So you can't say he's more fearful of the second taina as opposed to the first taina. They're both equally deficient. They both would be equally deficient if there are Eidim that are found that the Ma'ara once owned the field. So you can't say that this is a migud diari, he's more fearful of the second time. And no, they're both equal. So if they're both equal, the only difference between the two of them is that if he says that you're never on the field, he wins. Whereas if he says minach zavinta, that in itself is not kind of that's going to make him win. It's his word against the other guy's word. Right? So here there is a migud. This is not a migud diari because he's equally fearful of both times. By the mazik, he's fearful only about the tainas hamigu, not of the first taina. So that's why by the mazik, it's a migu diyare. By the mocher, it's not a migu diyare. So therefore, the regular rules of migu apply. Okay, Daniel, does this explain it better than we did yesterday? I think it's better. Kapul Harif, I think it's intense, yes. It's complicated, but it's intense, yes.
Could you explain again why the possibility of Eden coming through that the Marakava
of the mocher? Yeah, because if we're talking about a situation where the mocher doesn't have cheses kemoshanim, no one has cheses kemoshanim. So if the ma'ar brings Aiden that he owned the field at some point in time, so then all the tainas of the mocher will fall away. He can't say that you never owned it because there are Aiden that you did own. He can't say minoch zavinta either, meaning he can say minoch zavinta, but it's not going to win. It's not going to win because if he doesn't have a cheskas gimel shanim, so then what proves that he bought it from him? Right? It's just meaning the fact that the ma'ara has edim, that's going to kill every taina of his now. That every taina of the mocha is going to be killed because he doesn't have cheskas gimel shanim over here. So once there are edim that there was an owner, he's out. He's finished. So you can't say he's more fearful of the second taina. He's just as fearful of both tainas. So is there migunok? Oh, but since the taina that you never owned it is a more powerful taina, it would be a better taina for him. So if he's a liar, he would have lied with the better taina. So why is he saying no zaventa? It must be that it's the truth. Yeah.
And so by the machzik, doesn't have a clear zavinta.
Correct. No, but his taina, the taina that he bought it from the middleman. So he's saying that I have a way that I got the field. Right? He's not denying that the Marakama owned it. He's saying that the middleman bought it from him. Yeah, he says like this. Mashenkin legabi lokeach enot shavu shetaina zushetayin tovehi hu shavu sheyimsa. If he finds Aiden that the mocher bought it from the ma'ar, right? So he's going to win. His time is that he bought it from the mocher. So as long as he has Aiden that the ma'ar sold it to the mocher, then he can tackle win. So that's an easier thing for him to do. But to find Aiden. Right, but to claim that the Ma'ara never owned it, that he's not going to do because he's afraid if he says that, if the Ma'ara finds Aiden that he did own it, so then it's over. Over here, right, if the Ma'ara finds Aiden that he once owned the field, so then what do you say? Minoch Zavinta. How is that a taina? Right? As long as he can find Aiden, as long as the master can find Aiden, the mocher bought it from the ma'arer, so that's good for him. So then he can claim he bought it from the mocher, and he can tackle win with that time. Because as long as there are Aiden that the mocher bought it, that he got it legally, so then he has an explanation as to how he got the field. Okay, this is the rush. Zach.
I think we might have explained it, but why is we saying that the migu is that? Why can't he say that I can be like that I bought it straight from you, straight from the ma'ara? And he says I bought it from the mocher.
Right. So that in itself, minoch zavinta is only neman the migo that he could say that he never owned it. It's not right. He can't say minoch zavinta without cheslut moshanim. The only reason why he can say minoch zavinta in this case. Because since there are no edim that the ma'ar ever owned it, so minoch zavinta is nema b'migu that he could say that he never owned it. It's just a shortened version of that migu. Ari,
from the middleman's perspective in the rush, are we saying it's migu or peshas peshas here, or still the same thing?
At this point, we're assuming peshas and migu are the same thing. Peshas is a form of migu.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
And then Mokar says Minachidente. Yeah. We're saying that the reason why for the Masik, Kanisimina Mokar is a better time is because he believes he'll be able to find it and that the Mokar sold it to the Ma'ar.
Right.
Why don't we say the same thing for the Mokar, that he believes he'll be able to find it and that the Ma'ar sold it to him? Because he's lying and he knows he's lying.
What are you saying then? You're basically saying, what is he? So that's a better time. What? It's a better time because he could find Aiden
to bolster that claim. Unless you say, okay, he's lying. He knows he's lying. He's not going to be able to find Aiden. But the same thing
over here. I mean,
but Masik could be assuming that the Mocher really did buy it. So
right.
If he believes
the Mocher, so he thinks that he'll be able to find Aiden, that the Mocher actually bought it.
But the Mocher who himself, he knows himself that he's lying.
The Masik himself, the Mocher himself, who knows he's lying, is not going to, right, I guess that's the answer. Right, I guess that's the answer. Yeah, that's the Rush. The Ravid gives a different spot as to why the Nigel of the Mocher is not going to help the Masik. What's his first? So let's go through this Ravid again. I think we ran through it. We may have skipped a step. Okay, so let's just go through the Ravid. It's not so long. We just have to get the steps. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid says, we know there's a principle called Hodas Balinka Me'edim Dami. But Hodas Balinka Me'edim Dami is only Neman L'chovasa. If a person is saying something to his detriment, so then he's Neman to take away money from himself. Right, that's the mocker of Modav Mitzis, as we discussed a little bit yesterday. The mocker of the Shvu of Modav Mitzis is Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, the Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin, on Daf Samechay, and in other places, Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh, he says, this I admit to, but that I don't admit to. So Ki Huzeh tells me that Hodas Badin Kamei, I mean, he's Neman to admit. To admit to do what? To admit that I owe money, to admit L'chovasa. But to say something, to say that I deserve something, I deserve more, that's not a hodah. No, we can't say hodah, but he's neman to say that he should deserve more. That's counterintuitive, right? Zokter Ravid, what are we saying over here? What are we saying here? That the machzik should be neman with the same migra as the mocha. If the whole hodah of the machzik is only coming from the mocha, that the mocha says that he bought it from the ma'arer, so now the whole hodah is coming from the mocha. So what are you saying? That let the machzik be now with the same migo that the mocha would have. If the mocha would say minachzik, then he'd be now with the migo, so that same migo should apply to the machzik. Dr. Ravid, no. What is the mocha saying? When the mocha told the machzik that he bought it from the ma'arer, so what was he telling him? He was really telling him two things. He was telling him, first of all, ma'arer owned this property at some point in time. That's the first thing he was telling him. But he was also telling him, and I bought it from him. Two things that he was saying to him. There were two statements. Right? The statement of the Mocha. Right? Mocha l'machzik. Konisi min ha-ma'ar. There are two parts to this. One is ha-ma'arer hu ha-marakam. He was the owner at some point in time. I bought it from him. Obviously, I'm assuming that he owned it, that I bought it legally. Now, is he Neman to say that? Yes. For this, Zokter Ravid, for this, he is Neman. He's Neman. This is Hodah spelled in. L'chavasa. That he's Neman for. He's saying someone else owned it. That's not for his benefit, it's for him, to his detriment, if someone else owned it. Then he doesn't have a right to it. That's like hapesha osa, right? He's answering something on himself. He's saying, I don't own it. Someone else owned it. Oh, so that chelik of his statement, that he is them for. But there's another part of the statement, and that is, hama'arer mochar hasodeli. Should the mocha, should the middleman be nema for that statement? So Dr. Rander, that he can't be nema for. Right? Why? This is what? This is hodah spelled in. The Tavasa. That he's not in it for. He can't be Neman to say, I mean, that's his claim, but how can the Machzik trust the Mocha? How can he say, Hodas Badin tells me that he's Neman for me in this statement? How can he be neman for me in this statement? It's letovoso. So he can't be neman for that. He's neman to Asa, but he's not neman to be mate for himself to say, I bought it from the Ma'arim. Because who says? That's not a hoda. The only way to be mam in him is through hodas baldin zokter raivin. The only way, listen up, the only way that the machzik can trust the mocher on the second statement that the ma'arer sold it to the mocher is through hodas baldin. But there is no hodas baldin over here because it's letovaso and there can't be hodas baldin letovaso, so therefore he's not going to be mam. This is what the raivin wanted to say. That the mocher is making a two-pronged statement. There are two parts to this statement. But Hodas Baldin can only give him Nemanis for the first part of the statement, not for the second part of the statement. So therefore, he's not going to be Neman. The Machzik can't take Nemanis of the Mocher and use it for himself. That, this is what the Ravid said. Frek the Ramban, we're not finished with the Ravid. Frek the Ramban, what are you talking about? The Machzik needs a Hodas Baldin from the Mocher that the Ma'ara sold it to the Mocher? He has another mechanism to give Nemanis. He doesn't need Hodas, but it's more than Hodas Baldin. What koach does the Mocher have? What koach does the Mocher have to say that he taka bought it from the Ma'ara? What's the koach? One word.
Migu,
exactly. He's got the Migu. You ignore the Migu, Ravid. That's the Ramban's kasha. Why is it you haven't explained anything? You've taken apart Hodas Baldin and said, well, Hodas Baldin can only be Neman L'Chavoso. So the part that the Mocher is saying, L'Chavoso, that he's Neman for, but the part that he's saying, L'Chavoso, he's not going to be Neman for. Where's the Migu? What happened to the Migu? You've totally forgot the Migu. That's the Ramban's Kasha. That's the Ramban's Kasha. Ve'enat Ramalolu etzli ele divrei avai, shezen Neman hu lo makach makach omali, l'ploni Migu di boy omar lav di dochu. The Mocher could have said that the Ma'ara never owned the field at all. He has the Migud L'Hoysa Shalchame Olam. So he would be Nema B'minach Zavinta. So why can't the Machzik get the Koach of Migud that the Mocher had? That's the Ramban's kasha. What's going on over here? So Shmuel Rizovsky, I'll tell you what the answer is. But this part I'm not sure we were clear on yesterday. Reb Shmuel says the Ravid is holding that you can't talk about Migu over here. You can only talk about Hodas Baldin. That's clear in the Ravid. He totally ignores Migu. Why does he ignore Migu? He says, oh, it's Hodas Baldin. There are two statements. Hodas Baldin only works for the first statement, not for the second statement. What happened to Migu? Reb Shmuel, the Ravid holds there's no Migu chutz l'gaz. That's the svar. And it's not just the Ravid. He says it makes a lot of sense. What do you say? The Mocher talks to the Machzik outside of Bezin. What? So the Mocher should be Neman in his taina that the Ma'ara sold the karka to him, b'migu, that he could say that the Ma'ara never owned the karka b'chlal. That's all happening outside of Bezin, right? He's talking to the Machzik. He's saying, I bought the karka from this individual and I want to sell it to you. That's happening outside of Bezin. There's no such thing as a migu chutz l'Bezin. Why not? Think about it. It's a svar. What's Migu based on? Migu inside of Bezdin is based on the fact that a person is medayik in his tainus. He's very careful with his tainus. He wants to make sure that he's putting forward the tainus in the right way, so he's going to think it through. So if he's going to think it through very carefully, if he's lying, then he'd lie in the best possible way. Right? People are going to think about the tainus very well. Outside of Bezdin, but he's going to be so medayik in his tainus. He just wants to sell the field. Like, does he really care? There's no court case outside of Bezdin. So the whole idea of Migu outside of Bezdin is not going to apply. Doesn't apply because Migu is based on the fact that a person is medayek betanasa. He's very careful to say the best possible tana that he could give. So therefore we can have a svara, malo l'shaka. Why should he lie? If he's lying, he would lie in the best possible way. But if he just wants to sell the field outside of Bezin, what's he going to be medayek in the tana for? He'll just say something that the machzik is going to accept. That's all he cares about. So who says it's the truth? Maybe it's a lie. Ah, but if he's lying, he would have lied better. No, he doesn't care. He's just saying the simple thing. So it's a simple lie. But it still could be a lie. So it doesn't prove that it's the truth. There's no migu chutz l'bezdin. That's what the Ravid is assuming. There's no migu chutz l'bezdin. But just one second. There's no migu chutz l'bezdin. But now we have a court case in Bezdin. Now we have a court case. We have a ma'ar who's claiming against the machzik. The machzik says, I'm hiding behind the mocher. So you want to tell me the machzik can't get a koach of migu from the mocher? Because the Mocher's Tanya was said Chutz LeBezdin. If it said Chutz LeBezdin, there's no Migu Chutz LeBezdin. But now we are in Bezdin. Now the Mocher would have a Tanya. He would have a Migu in Bezdin. Right? He could claim, Minach Zavin, if he were to have some kind of conflict with the Ma'aretz. So now in Bezdin, he could say, Minach Zaventa, the Migu, the Lav Didachu, it never belonged to you. So I don't understand. Who cares that there's no Migu Chutz LeBezdin? But now we are inside Bezdin, so why can't we apply the Migu inside of Bezdin? So Dr. Shmuel, no, but that's not going to work either. Because the Rishonim point out that there's no such thing as a Migu L'Mafreya. Adkan. What does that mean? Migu L'Mafreya means that if you made a claim at some point in time, and now later you want to make another claim, and the only way that second claim is going to be nemen is through a migu that assumes against what you originally said, you can't make a migu l'mafreya. It doesn't work like that. You can make a statement now, and if you have now in your arsenal, if you have in your portfolio two possible tainas, one is good, one is bad, so we can trust you in the not so good taina, but migu, that you could say the better taina. But if you don't have that better taina in your arsenal anymore, because you already killed that taina with what you said previously, then there ain't no migu. That's what the Ravid is saying. The Ravid says that all we can look at, all the machzik can look at over here is hodas bavdin that's coming from the malka. And there are two hodas bavdin. There are two parts to his statement. But the first part of the statement, he's talking neman behodas bavdin because it's l'chavoso. The second part of the statement, he's not neman behodas bavdin. Aye, but let the machzik be neman with the migu that the mocha would have. So Kub Shmuel, no, he's not going to be neman with the migu. Because the mocha is making the statement to the machzik outside of Bezdin. There is no migu chutz l'Bezdin. Aye, once we come back into Bezdin, then we should give him the karach of migu again. No, migu l'mafreya, lo amrina. We can't say a migu based on what he could have said originally outside of Bezdin. Once he admitted outside of Bezdin that this Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, that he no longer has the migu of Lav Didach in Bezdin. That's a migu of Mafreya, and that's not going to work. So that's why the Ravid says that the Machzik can't get the migu of the Moch. Got it.
Why would he let his statement outside of Bezdin kill his
Taina
inside Bezdin?
Because Hodas Beldin Kamea Edom Dami is true even outside of Bezdin. If he admits to something, so that we accept even outside of Bezdin. Migu would not going to accept that outside of Bezdin, but if he admits to the other person, look, if you have Edom that the guy admitted outside of Bezdin, is that Hodah not acceptable? It is. So Hodas Beldin Kamea Edom Dami means if he admits to something, that's like Edom. So even if it's outside of Bezdin, that's taka acceptable. And if he denies that he ever admitted it, it's one thing. But if he admits to it outside of Bezdin, even though it's outside of Bezdin, it's still nem. It's like Edom outside of Bezdin. But Migu outside of Bezdin is not going to be nem. Once he puts himself in a bind because he admits that this Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, then he killed his Migu. He killed his Pesha Asa when we come back into Bezdin. So there is no such koach anymore. If there's no such koach anymore, so then the machzik can't be yorish that koach from the mocha.
So, possible to say within the Ravid that there's no Pesh Aser here? It's a classic case of a Pesh Aser. We could say, if we want to say, Migo Dibai Shasek. As soon as the woman's coming, she's volunteering that she was married, she's volunteering that she was divorced. But here,
So we talked a number of weeks ago. There's a machlokas Rashi and Tosis at the beginning of second Perek Subis. Is there a din of Pesha Asa even if there's a Toveya or not? Rashi says even if there is a Toveya, there's a Pesha Asa. So I think a lot of Rishonim assume like that. So even though we define a Pesha Asa as a Migu de Ibai Shasik, it's not always a Migu de Ibai Shasik. It's more of like a Migu of Labal Bran Bidiat that you can say, I don't really have to respond to you. It's not that I can be quiet, I have to respond, but it's still like a Pesha. It's stronger than a regular Migu, but it still would work as a Pesha. So, yeah.
Are we saying that Migu L'Afreya doesn't work because of the fact that you made a different kind of, you kind of lost your chance to make
You lost your chance, right. So it's just not in your arsenal anymore. Yeah, that's one. That's exactly one Migu L'Afreya doesn't work.
So, if we don't say Migu outside of Bastion,
but we say Hodas Badin Kamei Edom Dami outside of Bezdin. And it's the Hodah, the killer. He was molded that this Ma'ara on the field at some point in time. Because he said, I bought it from him. So once there's a Hodas Badin L'Chavoso outside of Bezdin, so that kills the Migu when he come back into Bezdin.
So that kind of like makes the
Migu
kind of
possible? Right. The Hodas Badin outside of Bezdin is taken. That is acceptable. So once he was molded that Ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. So then he no longer can say, Migu de lav didach. He can't say it never belonged to you, because he admitted that it did belong to him. So he lost that opportunity when he comes back in the desert. Follow up?
Yeah, so then it seems that this isn't really a din in like a cloud of Migu and Marfre. It happens to be in this case. It happens to be a din of Hodah's Baladin.
It's a lot of things converging. There's a Hodah's Baladin Lachavasa. There's no migu outside of Beis Din. There would have been a migu inside of Beis Din, but once he had the hodos put in outside of Beis Din, then it's a migu and afreya to have the migu inside of Beis Din. That's why he's not bringing them.
So
a whole bunch of things converging together.
It doesn't work based off of hodos
Baal Din. He doesn't have a migu inside of Beis Din because the whole Tainas Amigu has been destroyed by what he said outside of Beis Din. Okay? The whole Tainas Amigu that he can claim that this Ma'ar never owned the karka. He can't say that anymore because he said he bought it from him. He said he bought it from him, so that whole migu fell away. Well,
so we're saying in this rabbi that if the mocher would have told the machzik what he told him outside of Beis Din.
No, if what you're saying is if the mocher would have told the machzik inside of Beis Din, then everything would have been fine. Yes.
Separate question.
Okay.
If the mocher would have told the machzik outside of Beis Din what he told him, then the machzik didn't come and tell us in Beis Din what he was told by the mocher. He didn't tell us. Oh, the mocher admitted to me that he said something else. He didn't tell us that the mocher told me that he bought it from the Marakama, the
okay.
Mar. Then would he have the and would he still have the Migo?
Sure. If the Masik said Minach Savinta, let's say. I mean, he has to put forward a taina. You know, what's he doing on the land? What's he doing on the land? So if he said Minach Savinta, then he taka would be neman. He could say Minach Savinta, the Migo the Lav Didach, and he would win. I mean, if the machzik turned to the ma'ara and said, you know, I'm on the land because it's mine, right? He could say, I don't want to respond to you. Who are you? Who are you to tie anything? That's basically what this migo is.
So when does it become the hodas bali kmei hidden? The hodas
bali kmei hidden is because the machzik is hiding behind the middleman, right? It's the mm. Once the machzik is hiding behind a middleman, so that gets him into trouble.
But he's also that information is only coming to us because of Masik.
Yeah, but you have to play it out properly. It's coming to us because he's hiding behind the middleman. There's a Hodas Baldin of the middleman, but the problem is the Hodas Baldin of the middleman was outside of Beis Din. If he's outside of Beis Din, he doesn't have the Koch of Migu. So because he doesn't have the Koch of Migu, the Masik doesn't get the Koch of Migu from him, and even when we come back into Beis Din, it's Migu Mafreya. So therefore he can't get the Koch of Beis Din. I know it sounds a little complicated, but it's really straightforward, isn't it? No. Yeah, got it. Yes, it's not pouring yet. Go ahead.
Sorry. So just based on this, so we're saying Migu does not regard Zed Beis Din, but it does regard Zed Beis Din. But then, meaning when that means we're saying that he never.
But it's not magic. Hodas Badin Kamea Edom Dami means that if a person admits to something, then we trust him. He's not lying, so we trust him, right?
Right.
But we trust him L'chavasam. But Migu is based on the fact that you're Medayik and you're Tainus. So we said people are not so Medayik and they're Tainus outside of Beis Din. It makes a lot of sense that Migu doesn't work outside of Beis Din.
So what do we say when he comes back into Beis Din, that's when he's finally Beis Din. So when he's being Moda at that point, that yeah, I did say outside Beis Din that
who's Moda at that point? The Mocha's not here.
Oh, the Mocha's not here.
No. The middleman's not here. The Machzik is hiding behind him. We don't know the truth. If the Mocha is here and he brought Adam, it's over. But he's not here, so we don't. That's the whole problem. It's all there's a phantom middleman over here.
Yeah,
that's the problem. The machzik is not saying something directly. He's hiding behind the middleman, so that's what creates the problem. Yes.
Can Rabbi just clarify one more time how like the rabbi's kolok of like hodala kavaso and the tovaso, how that connects to the migu outside of Beis Din not working?
Those are two different issues. The mocher tells the machzik outside of Beis Din, I bought it from Yen. I bought it from this guy. It turns out this guy is gonna be ma'ar against the machzik. Right? So the mocher says he bought it from him. What is lying in that statement? There are two parts to that statement. One is that this ma'ar, that this individual that I bought it from, owned it. He's admitting that he was a marakama. If not, what's he buying it from him? He's a goslin? No, he's admitting that he's a marakama. So that admission we have to accept. That admission is not to the benefit of the mocher, that's to his detriment. Because if you say someone else deserves money, so that's not to your benefit. If you deserve money, that's to your benefit. So that's to his detriment. For that, he is taka neman. He's neman for that hodosh. But another part of the statement is that he's claiming that the ma'ar sold it to him. That's his benefit. So that hodosh baldin, we can't believe him for that. That's L'tavaso. How does Badin L'tavaso? We're not going to believe a person for. So we believe him L'chavaso. We believe him that the Ma'ar owned the karka at some point in time, but we don't believe him that the Ma'ar sold it to him. So Frank the Ramban, don't believe him from today till tomorrow, but he has a migu. That he could say that he never owned it. So why can't you believe him that? The answer is no, that he doesn't have a migu chutz l'bezdin. There's no such thing as a migu chutz l'bezdin. But now that we're back in Bezdin, let's give the machzik, the koach that the mocher would have if he were in Bezdin. No, the answer is he lost that koach, because once outside of Bezdin he admitted that the ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, then he has no migu. What's he going to say? He'll say, I bought a few minach zaventa b'migu that you never owned it? He could never say that you never owned it, because he already admitted that he did own it. So that's why the whole thing falls away. Where does this concept come from, that there's no migu l'mafreya? You know, this is a big chunk of the Raavad. It's not in the Raavad itself. The reason why Reb Shmuel feels that he can learn this shot in the Raavad is because the Raavad doesn't make any mention of migu. He talks about Hodas Badin, he says, Chavos, Lutavos, yeah. What happened to Migul? I mean, that's the Ramban's kasha. Reb Shmuel says, I'll tell you why, because there's no Migul Chutz L'Bezdin. And inside of Bezdin, you can't get the Migul back, so that's why the Rabbi says, there is no Migul over here. There's no Migul to talk about. But where did the Rabbi come off to say this? So this is Tosfos. Tosfos on Daf Lamed talks about Migul L'Mafreya in much of the Tosfos. So let's see a chelik of the Tosfos. I know it's a long Tosfos, but as we've mentioned, there are many different parts of this Tosfos. So let's read a little bit of this Tosfos to flesh out the din of Migul Mafreya. And then maybe that will lead us to explain the Ramban too. We'll be able to understand the Ramban and figure out what the Machlokes derived in the Ramban is all about. So in the first page of the Maror Makomos in packet 15, we broke down the Tosfos into eight parts. Eight different parts. So let's try to read the first couple of parts. I think we can get through maybe the first three parts of Tosfos. You'll see much of it is the Rashbam, but we'll see. We'll read it through slowly and carefully, not so slowly, but we'll see what he says. Lav komodis, says Tosfos. Lav komodis, the ha'ara didi, hirish Rabbeinu Shmuel, the muchzuk zeh shalosh shanim v'tarim v'plani ha'zavinte, the zav v'minoch, kam edidi, the nema v'migo dibay, ama minoch zavinte v'achal v'shnei chazal. Right, this is the middle of the Rashbam. The Rashbam says over here, there's no tain of kamedi dizav neminah. There's no tain that I was there for the mechina. There's no eidim. There are no eidim that the mocher was darbech chadyom. So that's why he's going to lose out. Right? He doesn't have these things. That's where the Tosfos begins. That the Rashbam says that there's no tain of kamedi dizav neminah. But if he were muchzuk shaloshanim, and he claims kamedi dizav neminah, then Itaka would win b'migul. I was there for the mechira. He'd be neman that he could say binach zavinta va'achadu shnei chazaka, and he would win. That's the gemara memalaf ha'mebeis. Inami im yesh lo edim shechzik ba'amocher yom echad, or if he would have edim that the mocher was there for one day, that also would win. Well, we still don't understand why that would win. Yom echad. What does yom echad mean? It's not chesed or mashal. We'll get to it. Okay, we'll get to it. That's the next sugya. We'll have to get to it. But that's what the gemara says already. The gemara memalaf ha'mebeis says that would work. The heavy raya may ayid the door bekashta be lisa the lekamon. Oh, the gemara. That you have two options. That either if you say kamei didi zav the minoch you nema the migu the minoch zavinta, or if you have aid in the door bechadyoma, you can win. Okay. If he's machzik shaloshan, the case of the mouth and base that he was machzik shaloshan. Says Tosfos kidvar of Kainu, the Rashbam is talking right. He says kidvar of Kainu hecha diyesh aidim la ma'ar shakaka shelo haisa. The Rashbam is right. That if the Ma'ar had Eidim that he owned the karka at some point in time, so then if the Machzik has Cheskas Gimel Shonim, and he claims that he bought it from the middleman, then he could still win if he has one of two things. Either if he has a tain of Kamedi Dizav the Minoch, then he's Neman Benigo, the Minoch Zaventa, or if he has Eidim that the Mocha was there one day. Right? That's all true. If the Ma'ar had Eidim that he once owned the field, and the machzik has chesed and l'shanim, so then it's true that he could win with these two ways. Avol be'uvda the hachas, says Tosfos, demash mashlohaya la ma'ara edim midakamer lav kamodis. It sounds like the ma'ara did not have edim that he ever owned this field. Why? Because if he had edim, what does he have to tell the machzik? Look, lav kamodis, aren't you admitting that I own the field? What does he need the machzik for? Let him just say, I have edim that I own the field. It's Masher from the Gemara that the Ma'ara doesn't have Eidim that he ever owned the field. He's relying on something that the Machzik is saying. right? Some hodah of the Masik himself. It says Tosfos, since both the hacha, the masha shlohayala, ma'ara edim in the kamala, kamodis v'chulei. He have a toin kamedi di zavda minach odar b'chad yoma hayanemon afal pi shelo herzik shaloshanim nigudi by amar lohaisa shal chamei olam. Says Tosfos, our Gemara is not memala from the base. Our Gemara is talking about that there are no edim that the ma'ara ever owned the field. If there are no edim, so then even without a cheskas gimel shana, the marxik would tackle win. Even without a cheskas gimel shana. The Rashbam wants to say that he would win with a cheskas gimel shana. Comes to us and says, no, but if the ma'ar doesn't have aidin that he ever owned the field, then this marxik doesn't even need cheskas gimel shana. He would win with these tainas. He would win with the tain of kamei didi zav minach, or with the mocha being darbe chad yoma. Interestingly enough, Tosa says if he's towing the Darbe Chadyom, doesn't say that he has aid in the Darbe Chadyom. That's a chiddush of Tosa, we'll have to get to that too. But Tosa holds that a tain of Darbe Chadyom is sufficient, you wouldn't even need aid. So we don't even understand why aid in the Darbe Chadyom should be enough. Chadyom, what's one day? You need Gimel Shan. Tosa says even a tain of Darbe Chadyom might be enough. We'll have to get to it. But says Tosfos, since the Ma'ar doesn't have Aiden that he ever owned the field, it's only through the Hodah of the Machzik. So now, if the Machzik is towing Darbe Chadyomo, or Kamei Didi Zav Minach, he'd win B'migu, even without a Cheskas in Mashayim, says Tosfos. That's what Tosfos says. What's the Migu? Our favorite Migu. Minach Zavinta. B'migu d'lahaysa shalcha me'olam. A Pesha Asa, right? That's the Migu that he would win, says Tosfos. Good. So far, so good. But that's Tosfos just explaining that these two possibilities, a kamei didi zav minach or darbe chadyoma, could help the masik in our case, even without a cheskas gimel shana. Why? Because the ma'ara doesn't have eidim that he ever owned the field. So he doesn't have eidim that he ever owned the field, and the masik has a pesha as. Comes Tosfos now and adds the next point. And this next point is just... it flows through until the end of the section. What does Tosfos say? Avol vaday hashta de amar meplanya zavinta de zavna minach v'hoda shahaisa shalo. But the reality is that once the machzik says meplanya zavinta de zavna minach, once he says I bought it from the middleman, so now he's admitting that the ma'ara once owned the field. Once he says meplanya zavinta de zavna minach, says Tosfos, everything I told you is what could have happened. If the machzik had said, I bought it from the middleman, and kamedidi zavna minach, I bought it from the middleman, who bought it from you, and I saw the mechira. Or if he said, I bought it from the middleman, and I know that he lived there one day, or he has Aiden that he lived there one day. So if he said that all at one time, then Hitaka would win. B'migo, since the Ma'ara doesn't have any Aiden that he ever owned the field, then the Machza could win B'migo, that he could claim that Hitaka never owned the field. That would have been true. But now that the Machza didn't say Kamei Didi Darbe Chadyoma initially, he only said Meplanya Zaventa Dezavna Minach, he didn't say Kamei Didi Darbe Chadyoma. He didn't say Kamei Didi Zavna Minach. He didn't mention that as part of the Taina. Says Tosfos, he lost his migu. Because once he said Meplanya Zaventa Dezavna Minach, he's admitting that the Ma'ara did own the field at some point in time. So the migu de l'hoysa shalcha me'olam, that falls away. Why shouldn't you say migu that he could have said lohaisa shachame olam before he already implicated himself by saying meplanya zavinta zav minach? Shouldn't he be now with the migu that he could have said before? No, says Tosfos, that's not going to work. Sula matzi lemitin kame didi zav minach kame didi darbe chayyama but migu dibay amar mitchila lohaisa shachame olam the migu lemafreya lo amina. Says Tosfos, there's no such thing as a migu lemafreya. You can't say migu that you know, before he implicated himself, well, he could have said he never belonged to this ma'ara. So even though now he already admitted, why shouldn't it be nema the migu? Why shouldn't it be nema to say kamei didi zav minach the migu that I could have said that you never owned it? Okay, now I can't say that you never owned it because I already admitted that you owned it. But why shouldn't I be nema the migu that I could have said? No, there's no migu of I could have said. It's a migu of what I could say now, not what I could have said before. That's a migul mafreya. We don't say migul mafreya. How does he know that? He says it's mucha from the Gemara later on. We saw this Gemara. Reb Chiya says, bring aid in that Darbe Chadyoma, and then you'll win. Mashma di ilesle sadi einem and loma kamedi di Darbe Chadyoma. Bemigo di boy omer minach zevente. Reb Chiya says, bring aid in that he was Darbe Chadyoma. He claims with Plania Zavin Zaminoch, Adkan, that's the end of his statement. Reb Chiya says, okay, so if you can bring Aiden that he lived there one day, then you'll win. Why didn't he say just, were you there for the sale? Maybe he could say now, Kamididi Zavinoch. Right? Kamididi, I was there for the sale. He doesn't tell him to do that. He says, you gotta bring Aiden that the Mocha was there for one day. Why? Why is it necessary to do that? The answer is, he doesn't have the Migu anymore. Mashvadi less lay sadi. If he doesn't have aid in the Darbe Chadyoma, in Emma Loma, Kamididi Darbe Chadyoma, but Migadi Boy Amma Minach Zavinte, Kevin Shavgar Hoda, the Lab Mine Zavna. Kevin Shahoda, the Lab Mine Zavna, less lay su Migu. The Ain Lo Laha Amino, but my the Ka Amar Hashta, Mitosha Yoko Lishaka Betchila Kodem Shahoda. You can't say, oh, let him be believed now to say Kamididi Zavna Minach, because before, when he first made his statement, then he had a Migu that he could say, that the Ma'ara never owned the Karka. So now let's give him the Koach based on what he could have said initially. No, we don't do such a thing. If he could say it now, then he's now a Migul. The fact that he could say it initially, that's not enough, says Tosis. You see clearly from the Gemara later on. Why don't you say a Migul Mafia? He says, Lo have a Masik Adaita, Sheyazokok, Latainazu. Tosis says, we don't say Migul Mafia because who says he knew everything that he could say initially? Now we say a person is medayik now, right? So now he has a choice of this taina, that taina. So just because he'd be medayik now doesn't mean that he necessarily knew everything before. So you can't say, oh, he should be nema now with the taina that he's giving up, but maybe that he could have given a better taina before. No, if the taina is in his portfolio now, then he's neman with that with a bad taina, but migul that he could say a good taina. But if the taina is not in his portfolio now, just because it was in his portfolio before, that's not going to work. That's not going to work, says Tosfos. It's not going to work. V'hadakom rahasam rav v'chazisi l'daitu d'chavivi di'ava omale kame didi zavne minoch hava mehemale b'migul diboy yama minoch zavinta. But just one second, the Gemara there says that it's not just edus the darbe chadyoma that you can have. Rav says, but I looked at Reb Chiya. I had a sense Reb Chiya admitted that if he says Kamedi Di Zavna Minoch, then he'd be Nemon if he says Kamedi Di Zavna Minoch. So I don't know if you just told me that we don't say Migul Mafreya, but to say Kamedi Di Zavna Minoch is going to be a Migul Mafreya. He says, no, you misunderstood. Lo Kamer Shaya Adayin Nemon B'Tainazu. Ela Klomer Yavetoy Meikara Kodem Shahoda. If he was toying in the beginning, kamedidi zavneminach. V'hu adin diavatoy meikara kamedidi darbe chadyoma davnehemon. If he claimed initially meplanya zavente the zavneminach v'kamedidi zavneminach, then he'd be neman b'migud lo haisa shachamei olam. But once he said meplanya zavente the zavneminach and he stopped, full stop. So now he's admitting that the ma'ara owned the field at some point in time. So if he says later, Kamedidi Zavneminach, he's not going to be Nema, because there is no Migu. There is no Migu that you could say that you never owned it, because he admitted already that he did own it. But believe him now, the Migu that he didn't have to admit it initially. No, that's too far. That's a Migu of Mafreya. We don't go back to kindness that he could have given if he didn't say something initially. This Tosfos. And that's the right. Shmuel's right. Right, the Ravid says that you can't give the migu, the koach of migu to the maxi. You can't give the koach of migu to the maxi because you don't have a migu chutz l'bezdin. The mocha didn't have a migu chutz l'bezdin. He only has a hodas b'din l'chavaso, not l'tovaso. So he admitted that the marakama, he admitted that the ma'ara is a marakama, that he owned the field at some point in time. He's not neman to say that he bought it from the marakama, because he'd only be neman b'migu that he could say that the marakama never owned it. But that's a migul chutz l'bezdin. We don't say migul chutz l'bezdin. Aye, but now we're in bezdin. No, that's a migul mafreya. Migul mafreya lo amrina. This is the Rambam. The question is, what's the Ramban going to argue with? The Ramban says, what happened to the migul? What's the kasha? It was a migul chutzlabet. And now it's a migul mafreya. So there is no migul. And Rabbi's sitting pretty. What's the Ramban talking about? What's the Ramban? We thought the Ramban's kasha is a good kasha. The master doesn't have the migul of the mocha. Why not? Why is it a yorish, the koach of the mocha? Reb Shmuel gives a whole long dishik explanation of what the Ravid had in mind. It was a migul chutzlabezdin, and now it's a migul mafreya. So what's the Ramban going to respond to that? Sounds pretty good. Migul chutz lebezin is a svara, but we don't say migul chutz lebezin. Migul mafreya, the poster says this, he quotes a bunch of gemaras that are arias to this. The Rishonim all seem to agree with this clown. So who are the klolim that we're using to explain the Ravid? They all seem to hold true. The Ramban should agree with them as well. So what's the Ramban going to respond? You know what the Ramban is going to respond? Two words. That's what the Ramban is going to respond. Two words. Which two words are those like? I'm about to say, I agree with everything you're saying. There's no migul chutz lebezdin. There's no migul of my friend in bezdin. But here, we're not just talking about a migul. What are we talking about? That's what the Ramban is. This is pesha osa chutz lebezdin. This is not a migul chutz lebezdin. The Ramban asks, why doesn't the Ravid say that there should be a migul? He doesn't mean migul. He means the migul of this sugya. Migul of this sugya is a super migul. Super. We've talked about Pesha Asa quite a bit. But we've never gotten to the ikka, to the kishkis of Pesha Asa. Now we're getting to the kishkis. Right? Now we're going to get to the jugular. What is a Pesha Asa about? The Ramban will say, yeah, there's no migul chutz lebezdin, you're right. But that's because migul is a migul. We know what migul is. This is not a migul. This is a pesha asa. It's a totally different concept. Why is pesha asa a totally different concept? What does he mean? What is a pesha asa? So when we talk about pesha asa, we always say a pesha asa is really a migul de'ibayishasik. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says in Subis at the beginning of the second paragraph, right? He says that if Reuven comes to Bezdin and says that Shimon's father owned the field and I bought it from him. So there's no knowledge that Shimon's father ever owned the field. Right? It says, up the Mishnah, Pesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hiter. The Peh, Reuven's Peh, that assed the field on him, that said it doesn't belong to me. He's Matir, and says it doesn't belong, it does belong to me. Reuven is on the field. He says, you know what? I bought it from this guy's father. Right? We didn't know that the father even owned the field. So he was Asar Aleh, he acid it on himself, but in the same breath he was matir on himself because he explains how he acquired it from the other guy. So we normally think that that's just a glorified migul. Normally migul means that there are two types of tainas. There's a taina rei and a taina tova. You could say a good taina, you said a bad taina, so we trust you with the bad taina, but migul that you could give the good taina, malo l'shaka, why should you lie? If you're lying, you would have lied better, right? Two tainas. As the Rush explained, we saw the Rush yesterday. Peshasa, you'd say, is a migul de'ibayishasik. It's like migul, but it's not really the same as migul. There are no two tainus. It's that I could have been quiet. I didn't have to say anything. I'm here. There's no one telling me not to be here. So if I admit to something, I put myself in the bind. So, migul de'ibayishasik, I'm neman in what I say, migul that I didn't have to say anything. I could have just been quiet. That's what you would think peshasa is all about. It's like a migul, it's a type of migul. It's not a migul that I could have said something, it's a migul that I could have been quiet. There are smuchim lekach. There are hints that seem to imply that maybe Pesha Asa is stronger than that. The Pesha Asa is not really a migul at all. The nemanus of Pesha Asa is not because of migul. We call it a migul de'ibayishasik, but it's not really a migul at all. The nemanus of Pesha Asa is really nemanus of bailus. Someone who has a Pesha Asa is in control of this situation. If I don't know about the isser of this item, then the person who creates the isser for me is neman to create the heter for me. If we have no other source to explain where this money comes from, right? This person has the money, and we would just assume it's his. So if he admits that at some point it wasn't his, and then he acquired it from that person, so then a person is neman to explain where the isser came from. He created the isser. So he's in control of the system. If you create the monster, you can control the monster. Right? So if he creates the Isser, then he can tell us that there's a heter over here. That's what Pesha Asa is about. Pesha Asa is midin bailus. that you are in control of this situation. You're in control of the status of this mamum, of the status of the iser, because you created the whole problem. So if you created the whole problem, you are neman to create the solution. Maybe it's not a migul bichlal. Maybe it's not a migul bichlal. Maybe it's much stronger than a migul. It's like a din of bilus, that you're in control of the situation. Obviously, we're going to have to see, you know, what are makoros that show this. We're going to see. It's Hashem. You'll see. One of the examples that we'll see tomorrow, some of you didn't get to the Torah yet, into the Mishnah Nacha Beis and Ksubis. So we just saw a Tosfos. Tosfos says that we don't say migul to my friend, right? You're not neman the migul, that you could have said something before, but you no longer have it. Are you neman the pesha asa le mafreya? To some Rishonim say absolutely you are. Now why? Why should I distinguish between the two? So someone has suggested, well, Chanan has something like that in Kovet Shiur, at the beginning of the second paragraph of Ksuvus. Others want to suggest that maybe it's because Pesha Asa is fundamentally different than a Migul. We'll talk, we'll explain it to Mitzvah Shem, just, you know, giving you food for thought and Seder. But I think based on this Yesod, the Ramban is very understandable. The Ramban is saying, yes, Migul Chutz LeBezdin. We can't say Migul Chutz LeBezdin. Why? Because people aren't medaiken that Tainus outside of Bezdin. They just, you know, the mocher is talking to the machzik, and he's just going to tell him, I bought it. Is he so medaiken and what the best Tainus is? There's no court case over here, so he just is going to tell the machzik whatever. But that's regarding Migul. There's no Migul Chutz LeBezdin because the person is not medaiken and his Tainus too much. But what's Pesha Asar about? Pesha Asar means that we don't know of the status of this money without the mocher. The mocher is telling us that this ma'ar, this individual, owned the karka at some point in time. Without him, we would have no knowledge of this. So does it matter whether it's in Bezdin, outside of Bezdin? He's in control. Without him, we don't know that the ma'ar ever owned this karka. So if we don't know that, then isn't he always going to be nema to tell us the status of this karka? Why shouldn't he have a migu? He should have a migu. He should have a pesha asar outside of Bezdin. He should have a pesha asar inside of Bezin. What does it matter? What does it matter that he admitted outside of Bezin that the other guy owned it at some point in time? So what? He had a Pesha Asa there. And even when we come to Bezin later, he should have the Pesha Asa. I am afraid there's no Migul. Pesha Asa is totally different. Pesha Asa should exist outside of Bezin, and Pesha Asa Lemafreya should also exist later in Bezin. Both parts should exist. So there's no problem here, b'chalal. That's what the Ramban is saying. You're telling me there's no migul chutz lebezdin, but why is there no pesha asar outside of Bezdin, right? And why shouldn't he be neman later inside of Bezdin? It's a migul lemafreya. This is a pesha asar lemafreya. Who says a pesha asar lemafreya lo amrina? But maybe pesha asar lemafreya amrina, because pesha asar is a totally different bird. It's a totally different concept. Is that this person is neman about the status of the money. So if the mocher is the one who's telling us that this ma'ara owned the field at some point in time, that he's neman to say, and I bought it for him. Exactly. Because this is not a migul, this is a pesha asa, and maybe a pesha asa is totally different. Okay, so it could very well be that the machlokas, the Ravid and the Ramban, is not about whether migul is chutz lebezdin, whether you can say migul chutz lebezdin or no, but no, the shaila is how to view a pesha asa. The Ravid says a pesha asa is just a glorified migul. It's the same as a migul. So the same as the migul, if we don't say migul chutz lebezdin and we don't say migul lemafreya, so then there is no migul over here for the mocha. The Ramban will say, no, this is not a migul, this is a pesha asa. And a pesha asa is stronger than a migul. If a pesha asa is stronger than a migul, a person has a bilus over the status of the money. If he's the one who's telling us about the status of this money, so then he will be neman outside of Bezdin. He will be neman lemafreya, and therefore the mocha really does have a pesha asa. He really does have a koach over here. So there's no reason, Dr. Ramban, that the machzik should be yorish the koach from the mocha. The machzik should be neman as well.